السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, we have been discussing a hadith of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recorded in Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat Atta radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who has reported the hadith Sharif. And in that hadith Sharif, which is hadith Qudsi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidam wa mubashiram wa nadira wa hirzal lil ummiyin. Oh my beloved Nabi, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner to the Ummah, and as a protection for the unlettered. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Sammaituka al-Mutawakkil, I have named you Mutawakkil, the one who has absolute trust in me, the one who has complete faith and trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And as I explained to you, that it is Allah Ta'ala who is calling Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mutawakkil. It is not one of us just getting carried away with some action that we see of someone and start showering some praises. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who knows the past, the present, the future, and He is the one who sent Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam as Rahmatul Lil Alameen and Khatamun Nabiyeen. So He says that I have sent you, that you are a Mutawakkil. You have full trust in me. سَمَّيْتُكَ الْمُتَوَكِّلِ لَيْسَ بِفَزٍّ وَلَا غَلِيزٍ وَلَا سَخَّابٍ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Neither are you harsh and hard-hearted, and nor are you loud-mouthed in the bazaars. I have explained this to some extent, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you have to look at just this hadith sharif, there's so much that is in it regarding his akhlaq. People want to know what was it that attracted such large numbers into the fold of Islam. So it can never ever be the sword. How can a sword attract people into the fold of Islam? When you use the sword, then you cannot be attracting people into Islam, because it is only out of fear. If there was such a thing as compulsion in religion, then you place the sword on the person's neck and tell him, accept Islam. So he will accept Islam just to please you, or just to save his life, he will accept Islam. But immediately after that, there's nothing to restrain him. There is nothing to prevent him from rejecting Islamic faith and practice. What is it there to prevent him? In the secrecy, in the privacy of his life, there's nothing to prevent him. So what is it that brought such large numbers into the fold of Islam? It was nothing but the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the akhlaq of his companions, the sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Nobody used the sword on the neck of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, or Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an, or Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. They all came into Islam with what? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's so much that has been mentioned about his akhlaq just in this hadith sharif itself. If we have to go into the details, there's so much in it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ بِفَزٍ وَلَا غَلِيزٍ. So that is the sifat of the believers, that there is politeness, they have politeness. One is when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed his companions on a Jummah occasion or some khutbah that he delivered, then it is mentioned that sometimes his face turned red, as if pomegranate has been squeezed on his face, so angry he used to look, warning the people about the akhirat, about Jahannam, or about shaitan and other things that can mislead a person. or about certain other matters and issues. So that it was a different thing, that was a public address that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was giving, and there sometimes he turned, his face turned red with anger. But in conversation with people, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that never did Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever enter the home but that he was always smiling. He always entered the home with a smile. Now the person who had such hope of akhirat, such fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and such love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was masoom and sinless, but yet he had such, because of that azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had such hope. But yet, when it came to the fulfillment of the rights of the wives and children, then at that time he did not show that great taqwa in the form of a face that was what we may term as sulky or gloomy. With all the pressures of the outside world that was upon him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who could have had more pressures than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had? The whole world at one time was his enemies. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was under tremendous pressure. Every person that you can think of who had some kind of force and some kind of power, the Quraysh tribe, look at them, all of them were waging battles against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were planning and plotting, and so many were planning to even assassinate him and kill him. And then there was again the whole issue of tarbiyah and tazkiyah of those that were coming into Islam. And then there was education and there was knowledge that had to be imparted. And then he had to take care again of his house and his family and his children, fulfill their rights. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the perfect human being, that each and every department, he fulfilled the rights of that department. Now when he was coming into the home, so he left the pressures of the outside world outside. It's not like a person has got pressure in his office, he's got pressure in the business, he's got payments to make, he's got some overdue accounts, and he's got this pressure and that pressure. So he says, I come home frustrated, what else must I do? What else must he do? Must he now take out all that frustration on his wife and children? That they must be under such kind of fright and fear that some animal has walked into the house. Where is that smile gone when we walk into the house? Where is that salam gone to our wives and children? It is as if it is below our dignity now to make salam also if we have to enter the home. Yet it will bring barakat into the home. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enters the home with salam. He enters the home with a cheerful, smiling face. His wives feel comfortable. His children feel comfortable that the father has walked in. The wives feel comfortable the husband has come into the house. Not some kind of enemy that has walked in. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz, neither harsh nor hard-hearted. Yes, wherever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got angry for the sake of deen, then from those hadiths it has been deduced that for the sake of deen, if a person has to express his anger over something that has happened, then it is not only permissible but necessary. If the father keeps smiling and the children are indulging in absolute haram, they are watching the filthy porn sites, and the father says, no, I must not get angry, I must be very, very polite and very good to the children, because Maulana says you must be polite and kind. So now will we say that there is a right occasion to be polite, and there's a right occasion not to display anger? Or if somebody's wife is involved in some illicit relationship, or somebody's husband is involved in some illicit relationship, and say, no, you mustn't get angry about it, what's wrong with that? You must be polite, you must be very good to everybody. So there is an occasion for anger also, there's an occasion for politeness. Everything has got a place. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that was his mizaj, that was his temperament. The laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz, not harsh and hard-hearted. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself mentions in the Quran Sharif, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَزًّا غَلِيزَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَدُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. That it is because of the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that you are so polite and so soft and so gentle to them. If you had been harsh and hard-hearted, then they would have all dispersed from around you. So for islah purposes, or for reformation, or for tazkiyah or tarbiyah, or for disciplining, then there is a need for some kind of harshness. But that too must be controlled. Our anger must be controlled. It must not, we must not give vent to uncontrolled anger. All the abuse that takes place is because the anger is not controlled. Like where you have to express some kind of anger, then it must be controlled. The person must be dominant over his anger. His anger must not be dominant over him. In other words, he must plan how much of anger he has to show on such an occasion. Like if it's a parent that has to show some anger because the child is mischievous, then there must be control. The person must plan that how much of anger do I have to show. So then there won't be abuse. Then the person won't beat up the child and make pulp out of the child. So wherever there is a need for expression of anger, there the person has to be dominant over his anger. And not that the anger must be dominant over him, because then shaitan has taken control of him. Then again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that in the bazaars and marketplaces, you are not loud-mouthed and making a big noise. And on one occasion, one Jewish person, he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he demanded payment of a certain number of dinar that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had borrowed. Now from this we learn that there was a need to borrow, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam borrowed even from the non-Muslim. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was very particular and he made sure that everything was paid on due date or before the due date. However, sometimes what happened is that these Jewish people and these enemies of Islam, they lent money to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and which was not for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's palace. We have a king and a monarch in our land who is given 20 million rands. 20 million is budgeted for his wives and for his palace. And yet they say he is always in debts and accounts are not paid. And sometimes even furniture has to be sold and auctioned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not borrowing for his palace. It was for the sake of jihad. It was sake for the poor and the needy that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to borrow. And when Allah ta'ala used to give to him in the form of hadiyah or whatever it is, then he used to pay it up again. So here they used to give to him and then suddenly pitch up and they say, we want our money. So it happened like that this person came and he said that he wants his money. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I don't have anything at present. Because it was before due date that the person had pitched up. He said, I don't have anything at present. He said, well then I'm not going to allow you to move from here. Now imagine Rasul of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His friends could have taken the neck off of that Jew. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them no. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, well, if that is the case, I will sit here. It is reported in the Hadith Sharif, the Rasul of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now remains in the bondage of this Jewish person. Zohar Salat he makes there, Asar he makes there, Maghrib he makes there, Isha he makes there, Fajr he makes there. But he doesn't allow those friends and companions to say anything to him. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends him the amount that was to be given. But in any case, this person in the morning, he said that I did not do all this just to trouble you. He said, my purpose was to see in your life what has been mentioned in our Torah. And he said, in our Torah it was mentioned that one of the sifats and qualities and attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last Nabi, will be this, that laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz wala sakhabin fil aswaq. Exactly the same thing. So here he saw, he says, I tested that you were not harsh when I demanded payment and it was before time, but you were not harsh. So he says, now I accept Islam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I testify none worthy of worship except Allah and that you are the messenger of Allah. And half of my wealth now, he says, I give for the sake of your deen. So what attracted this person to Islam? It was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in our lives, if we are owing somebody money, and the due date has gone past, and we cannot pay that person because of our luxurious lifestyles. But if that person has to ask for payment of his dues, then we will think that we did him a great favor, and therefore we will curse him and curse his parents and curse his grandparents too. That will be our akhlaq. You think I'm going to run away with your money? You think I'm going to eat up your money? You think I'm going to do this or do that? And sometimes they say you can keep on singing and do what you like. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq was something that was drawing the people. Now again, we went on to something else. We were discussing that hadith of akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and it was coming up from the same discussion of the same hadith. Whereas Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha then went on to tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he returned from the cave of Hira, that kalla wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada innaka latasilur rahim wa tahmilul kal wa taksibul ma'dum. We discussed these three things that she said, that definitely Allah Ta'ala will not bring about any kind of embarrassment, humiliation, shame and disgrace upon you. Why? Because you fulfill the rights of the relatives. You maintain your family ties. You are extremely good and kind to the family members, to your kith and kin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that you have got very good akhlaq when it comes to your relationship with your family members. Kalla wallahi la yukhzik Allahu abada innaka latasilur rahim wa tahmilul kal. And you carry the burden. You carry the burden of the poor, of the needy, of the destitute, of the orphan, of the widows, of your neighbors, and of so many people. You take the burden on your head. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was worried and concerned about the entire mankind and humanity. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's concern was not himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's concern was the humanity until the day of Qiyamah. That nobody must suffer any kind of hardship or any kind of pain or any kind of suffering in this world or in the akhirat. And that is why he wanted them to accept Islam. Not that he wanted to just increase his numbers and say so many people accepted Islam. His desire was that they must all go into Jannat. They must all be the recipients of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْذُومِ. I've explained that last week. وَتُعِينُ عَلَىٰ نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. And before that, وَتَقْرِزْ زَيْفِ, that you are very, very hospitable. Hospitality was also the sifat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Very, very hospitable. He entertained even the non-Muslims in his home. Those who did not believe in him. Those who did not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But they too were entertained. There were guests of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who drank up all the milk that was there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his family went without anything to eat or drink for the whole night. But he was so hospitable that he allowed the guests to eat and drink. Of course, there are so much of adab and etiquettes of being a guest which we have forgotten totally these days. That is a different subject. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was very, very hospitable. He was not like that one very famous incident, that one Qari sahab. One visitor came, so the Qari sahab was eating olives, or he was eating figs. He was eating figs. So the guest came and he said, Qari sahab, read some qiraat. And I would like that you read Watteen. Now the Qari sahab visited this person. This person who was a miserly person and was not hospitable, the Qari sahab came. And this miserly person told the Qari sahab that recite some qiraat. He said, I would like to listen to some qiraat because you are a very good reader of the Quran Sharif. So the Qari sahab recited Auzu Bismillah. And then he started reading Wazzaytun Wature Sinin. So he said, Wazzaytun, then where's Watteen gone? So now that person who was eating that figs, when he saw Qari sahab coming, he hid it under his desk. So he said, the figs are gone under your desk, so how can I read that now? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not hide his food away from the guests. He was very, very hospitable and he fed and entertained his guests. And Tu'inu ala nawaibil haq means that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam assisted and helped. I'm giving an explanation that if a person injustice was done to him, and as a result of that injustice, or as a result of unforeseen circumstances, or as a result of some kind of handicap or some kind of problem or difficulty that he faced due to what we term as natural causes, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out of his way to help and assist those people. But if the person had brought upon himself that difficulty, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't go out of his way to help that person. There's great lesson in there. That means if a person is, for example, lazy, he doesn't want to work, there are lots of job opportunities available. The person is being offered many different kinds of jobs, could be a little lesser salary than the others. But the person is very, very fussy and he says, no, I'm not going to work until I get so much. And as a result, now he's extending his hands and begging, asking here, asking here, asking there. So then it is not sawab to assist and help such kind of people. To help that person now, for example, who is looking for a job, and whatever job he found, he took the job on. But unfortunately, the salary is not sufficient to meet up with his expenditure. So now it is our duty to assist and help that person to meet up whatever his requirements are. Or the person is a fit and healthy person, but he's not getting any job. Or the person meets up with an accident, or he has got, or his house is bulldozed like it's happening in Palestine. Or some bomb fell and the person suffered some kind of problem. Or any other kind of difficulty that comes of that nature, then we'll say that the person must go out of his way to assist and help. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if any person, any kind of haq of his was suppressed, or if any injustice was done, or if he was in any kind of difficulty, then if it was legitimate, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out of his way to assist and help. Now that was the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which has been mentioned by whom? None other than Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was his wife for 15 years before this verse of the Quran Sharif came, Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. So she had known him very, very well. And she is testifying that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala will never allow any kind of disgrace and humiliation to come upon you because you have these type of sifats and qualities and attributes. Now this is my cry from the mimbar here every Jumu'ah, that it is easy for us to make our salat, it is easy to read our tasbih, it is easy to make zikrullah, and it is easy to make bold claims that we are obeying and we are following the Mubarak and Nurani tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But in what do we follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Nurani tariqah? Is it only in miswak? Is it only in our wearing of the kurta and the topi, and our keeping of the beard one fist length, and our pants above the ankle? Now all these things are essential. We don't say that we must not do these things. It is essential. But when it comes to our relationship with people, our akhlaq will be tested in our relationship with people. Now that is where we seem to be failing. That all our politeness and all our cheer and our laughter and our happiness and our smile is for friends. In the company of friends we will be always smiling, we will be talking very, very politely, and we will show our beautiful character. But the moment we go into the homes and where we are confronted now with wives, children, parents, family members, relatives, cousins, uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews, then that is where we seem to fail. We cannot seem to show that Nurani tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring into our lives that Mubarak and Nurani tariqah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which will attract people then into the fold of Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq was such that if we have to read the incidents in his life, it just makes us wonder that only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could have praised Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Only Allah ta'ala understood what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was, and only Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam understood or had the ma'rifat of who Allah ta'ala was. What can we really understand? When we are slaves of our nafs and shaitan, everything, there's nothing but selfishness. We first look at what can I get out of this akhlaq. That means in our akhlaq also, we are first looking at what can I gain out of this. If I have to be polite to this person, what will be the benefit to me? Ask ourselves, how many times we do that? If I am polite and kind and good to this customer, then I will get the money out of his pocket. That means our akhlaq is not because it is a teaching of Islam and Sharia. Therefore, if that customer does not have very much money in his pocket, then we will not be treating him exactly like the one that we treat who has come with bundles of notes in his pocket. So in everything there's selfishness. With our wives and our children also, the same thing. That if I am good to my wife, then she'll make my khidmat. Why I want to be good to my wife? So that she will make my khidmat. Now is this for the sake of Allah and is Allah Ta'ala's pleasure? That the person is making khidmat of his wife, or is good, or is happy, and is treating her kindly because he wants her to make his khidmat. So in everything we are selfish. We first look at what can I gain from this akhlaq. So that is why our akhlaq too is not having any effect on anyone. At the end of the day, they still swear us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us sincerity. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials that the ummah is facing around the world, and especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties and the problems. May Allah ta'ala assist the Mujahideen of Islam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.